So I went from total defeat to total victory in just a few minutes of time. Yeah, you didn't know, December 28th, I turned 30 years old. I never thought I'd be that old. Amen. I thought I'd have died a little younger age, and now that I'm getting a little bit older, I really want to take my time this morning. If you'd stay with me, I would. I don't think I'd keep you real long, but God spoke to my heart last night on a message, and I'd like to leave it with you, hoping it'll change your life. And that's number 7 we've seen saved, amen. And I expect to see more this morning. Turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, please. Genesis chapter 1. I'm afraid if I went home, I would disobey the Lord unless I do what He told me to do. I'd love to just close it out right now. I'd love to. I really would. But this has come to my heart. I appreciate those that prayed. I appreciate this young lady in the back that's come down more than once. I don't know what she's praying for, but she may be praying for you. Amen. She may be. She may be praying for herself, but I'm glad she knows where to come, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate our cousin getting saved this morning. I appreciate the Lord. We're wanting to keep you out of hell if you didn't know it or not. So I would preach. I never forget a man went. They said he went. People had criticized him and said things about him. And they said that he went to. He said, "I went to the back side of the ghettos, the worst of the worst I could find. I stopped the biggest man I found." He said, "Hey," he said, "I need to talk to you." And the man turned around and said, "You the police?" He said, "No, sir, not." He said, "I'm a preacher." He said, "But it's my duty to keep you out of hell." Amen. He said, "I want to tell you about a wonderful gospel." And he shared the Lord with him and brought him to church, and he got saved. And that's what we want this morning. Genesis chapter 1. If you turn your Bible to Genesis chapter 1, we'll also maybe read in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. Genesis chapter 9, I believe it's verse 6. Genesis chapter 1, let's start with verse number 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says this. "This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him." This is chapter 9, verse number 6. The Bible said, "Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he him." You may be seated. You know, Genesis chapter 1, we find the first two chapters is perfection there. Genesis chapter 1, the Bible has already, God has created everything by his voice. And I want you to know and call your remembrance upon Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26. He said something a little different. He said, "Let us make man." Amen. So God has now called the attention to the heavenly court. Yes. He has literally called the second part of the Trinity. And he said, "I want everybody in the Trinity to get involved. And I want you to focus on the center of this creation." And it was the creation of man. And the Bible says here that we was created in his image. That word image means resemblance, or to look like, or to take on the image of God. And so in Genesis chapter 1, God said we was made in his image to resemble the God of glory. Did he not? Here's a problem. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. When sin entered the world, the image of God began to be distorted. And by the time of Genesis chapter number 6, the Bible said in verse number 5 that the wickedness of man was continuously evil. And the image of God had been buried under sin. Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 6, the Bible said it repented God that even made man. Genesis chapter 7, he got so angry he's going to destroy man. And I'm glad for Genesis chapter verse 6, verse 8. The Bible said he found one man. One man. After all generation, there's one man still carrying the image of God. He was the only one left. But God found one man that was carrying his image. While all the generations were busy bearing his image, Noah was busy carrying his image. The Bible said he spared mankind because of that. I want to preach on this subject by the help of God, getting back to the image of God. You know, and the Bible tells us through creation, we know that after mankind had failed and Cain had failed, and then we find Noah found grace in the eyes of God, and God destroyed all mankind by him and his family. But here's the sad part. After this, the Bible says as time went on, you'll find the wickedness of men begin to be great again. You'll find that the men had distorted and buried the image of God so deep that when Jesus Christ came, they didn't even recognize him. The traditions and wickedness of man had buried that of the image of God. And Jesus came as a perfect pattern. You say, I thought Jesus came to save us. He did. But he came us to show us the image of God because we had distorted it so much. You say, well, what was his purpose? Well, you remember the New Testament, Romans chapter 8, verse 29? The Bible goes on and tells us that we're supposed to look like the Son of God. We're to take on the image of the Son. Now, why would he say that? He said we was created in his image, talking about God. I want you to know something. Every time the word image is used in your Bible, especially in the New Testament, I told you it means resemblance, except for one place. Hebrews chapter 1, 3. I want to read you a scripture here. The Bible says in verse number 1, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake unto the time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir over all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Notice this, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Does anybody know what that means? And see, it takes on a different meaning now. The Bible says express image. The word express is only used one time in your entire Bible. You know what it means? It literally means an exact copy of. Amen? Amen. There's only been one exact copy in this whole world, and that was Jesus Christ. Yeah. See, the image of God had been carried for all the time, but God said, you've distorted my image, and now I'm sending you an exact copy of me. Amen? And he sent it through the darling Son of God, and he was born and laid in a manger. Some people question, what was Jesus doing in the temple at the age of 12? I tell you what I believe he's doing. He's trying to teach them what God looked like. Amen. Yeah. See, they had distorted his image so bad that God said, I'm going to send you an exact replica of me. The exact copy. You cannot be mistaken. So he sent Jesus, his Son, to die for our sins. Now, you'll say this morning, well, what have I done to distort his image? Sin alone will distort the image of God. And it'll bury his image so deep that you're going to have to get a spiritual shovel to dig it out. Amen. It's got so deep and we've got so far from God that his image, we have destroyed it. I thought this morning, how many of you ever folded a paper when you was in elementary school and you cut out a heart? I remember doing that when I was little. And all my life when I was younger, I thought that's what the heart looked like because that's what the world told me the heart looked like. But one day they showed me a real image of a true heart. I seen that image. I said, that don't look like what I've been told it looked like. Amen. And the world has told us what the image of God looks like. But if you get a true glimpse, if you get an exact copy, you'll know what it looks like. Do you know when I got saved, that exact copy moved inside of me? Amen. I received a copy of God. The exact image I got the day I got saved. And it's my duty to carry that image to a lost and dying world. And so we find that I remember the day I laid there and they was doing the heart cath on me. I was expecting to see this beautiful heart. Amen. Yeah, man. I got a glimpse of it and it wasn't what I thought it was. One day I got a glimpse of bloody Calvary, amen. And it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. But it sure looks good now. Man. I want you to know, you'll never be able to carry the image of God until you receive the image of God. Do you know that? And you have to accept Him as your personal Savior and take in the very copy of God. You know what that means? Matthew chapter 20, 22, remember when He talked about the coin? He said, remember the image of this scripture. You know that's the same word used in the Old and the New Testament. You know what it means? It means a stamp. Amen. It means they stamped it on that coin and it looked just like Caesar. You couldn't tell the difference. But you know when I got saved, God stamped an exact copy of God in my life.
Yeah, that's right.
It's my duty as a man of God to carry that copy and to show the world what Jesus Christ looks like. To show His image upon all man. And that's our duty for that of our lives. When we were created, God created us for two reasons. Just Revelation 4:11 said it was created for His pleasure. You know the second reason you was even created? To carry the image of God. To be a representation of God Himself. That's why it's so serious when we sin. That's why it's so serious when we do things. It may not look so bad, but we've literally distorted the image of God and people are dying and going to hell because they don't even know what it looks like anymore. I wonder how many of you, when you got older, you thought, well, I'd love just to mess up my daddy and mama's image. How many of you, when you was a little boy, said, I just can't wait to get older where I can just mess mom and daddy all up. Now, when I was in trouble with them, I kind of thought that, but not a whole lot. Amen. But what are you saying? I'm saying, if you ever had anybody tell you this, well, you sure do resemble your daddy. You resemble your mama. When's the last time somebody said, you sure do resemble God? You remind me of the Father. You remind me of Jesus Christ. You look just like God Himself. When's the last time somebody's told you that? I dare to say anybody. Do you know why? Because we're not carrying it like we should. We've disgraced the image of God to such a point that people don't even know what He looks like anymore. Did you know if you don't show them, they won't never see it? Did you know God gave you that exact copy that you may be like Him and show His image among a world that does not know His image? I read a scripture today. I know you've met people like this. 1 John, I believe it is, around chapter 3 or 4. There's something, the Bible says this, He that saith, I know Him, and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You know, it's amazing to me when I begin to witness, people tell me about the Lord, you know what the first thing they tell me? Oh, I know God. Really? Because the Bible says if you know Him, you'll keep His commandments. And if you don't keep them, you don't even know God, amen, according to the Scriptures. The Bible also says in 1 John 4:11, He said, He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, man. You can't not love and not know God. You can't do it, man. If you don't love people, you don't know God. You may know of God, but you don't know God. You know what I prayed last night as I was weeping and crying and in my room by myself? I said, God, show me Your holiness where I may see my wickedness. God, would You show me how holy You are that I may see how wicked I am? Would You show me the exact image of God? And you know what the Bible spoke to me? He said, open your Bible. I'm in there. Amen. I just look around. I'm in there. Look for me. Let me say this, and I'll come to a close. If you're not saved, you can't carry the image of God because you don't own the image of God. You're bound by sin, and every day you're bearing the image of God. But when I got saved, amen, on October 13, 1993, Brother G.R. Graves is here. He was right beside me when I got it, amen. I hope he felt something when I got it, amen. I was right beside him. He was near beside me praying that God had saved my soul. And when I got saved, I come up a changed man. The Bible says us to be conformed unto the Son of God. Why would he say that? Because he is the exact copy of God himself. That's why Jesus said these words when they said, show us the Father and it suffices us. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. And I've heard a man preach on water one time. And he said, you know, there's two hydrogens and one oxygen. And he said, the oxygen represents the Spirit of God. He said, them two hydrogens, if you take them and look up on them under a microscope, he said, you know what's amazing? They both look the same. You can't tell the difference, amen. If you've seen one hydrant, you've seen another one, amen. They all look the same. Jesus said these words, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. I wonder this morning how many of us are bearing the image of God instead of carrying the image of God. I wonder if they stand around verse of song. That's all I feel led to preach on this morning, but that's what the Lord gave us. I wonder, have you distorted God's image? Could people look at you and say, well, you sure do resemble God. If they couldn't, I'd be in this altar. If they couldn't say, Troy, you look like... Can I say this? I'm very thankful for my church. I'm very thankful for those that are carrying the image of God. I'm thankful for our preachers. I'm thankful for our teachers. I'm thankful for those that are carrying His image. I love everybody here, but Sister Marty, I love and I thank the Lord for her. Almost every time I come in here, she's coming up to me and saying, man, I've been studying this, and she's all wound up. Yeah. You know why Sister Marty's always excited? She's always in her Bible, amen. It's kind of hard to stay in your Bible and not get excited, amen. It's kind of hard to study it and not get excited about what you've read. She's like, well, Jeff, she said, well, Troy, well, I seen this the other day, and I thought, my goodness, man, give me something, amen. Sometimes I'm wondering, I thought, man, I'm just going to sit at her house, and I'm going to write down stuff, amen. I'll have enough messages for all eternity. I'll just sit with her a while. Why? Because she loves the Word of God. And I believe she carries God's image very well. Amen? I believe there's many in this church who are carrying His image well, but I believe there's a lot that's not carrying it like they should. I wonder, were you willing to be honest this morning and say, God, would you dig out all that mess that's bearing your image? And would you let it resurrect itself, amen? Would you, you know, when you bury something and they bury something 6 feet under, you can't even see it. Matter of fact, if they went in the tombstone, you wouldn't even know it's there. But you see what I'm saying? As a lot of people carry the tombstone say, I'm a Christian, amen? But unfortunately, the image of God they buried so deep, you don't even know where it's at anymore. They buried it 6 feet under. Oh, but they got a tombstone and said, oh, I'm a Christian. But the image that they say they got so far under it, nobody can see it. I think we need an old-fashioned digging up graves. I believe we need to dig up the image of God and get back to what it used to be. If you've never been saved, I pray you'll get saved. If you're saved and you're distorting His image, would you be concerned enough to come down this altar and say, Lord, help me get back to Your image. His image is a holy image. It's an image that He created you in and He wants you to walk in. But it's your choice. You can say, I don't want to carry His image, and you'll be like the man over there in Lazarus. And remember the rich man Lazarus? The Bible said he was buried, but the Bible said that Lazarus was carried. One was buried, one was carried, amen? Why is that? Because one was carrying the image of God and one was not. Do you know if I don't care it well, I may go to a grave at an early age? Bible backs that. Are you willing to come down this morning and give your life to Christ? Say, bring a verse of song.